Welcome to Real Talk with RJ and Matt. Join us each week as we break down merch by Amazon and print on demand with some of the top sellers on the platform. Learn from some of the best as we test theories and examine strategies to give you the tools and knowledge to find success in this industry. This podcast is sponsored by Merch Informer. Take your merch game to the next level by finding untapped niches and high sales volume keywords. Save hundreds of research hours by heading over to merchinformer.com and grab a free 3-day trial today. Links in the description below.
We are live. What's going on, people?
Real Talk episode 62.
Ooh, you're getting up there.
62 with Neil. My boy, Neil. What's up, Neil? What's going on?
Hey, not much, man. How you doing?
Good, man. Good, good.
We got some hot weather out here in Colorado.
Yeah.
I hear it's nice out there in Cali.
It's good. Yeah, it's not crazy. It's not the humid weather yet at all. So
I can't do humid. I'm so like moving from Wisconsin out to Colorado is the best choice just humidity wise.
Let's see, let's go ahead and give a little bit, let people jump on. You guys are hopping on, go ahead and give this video a thumbs up. We have 25 people watching.
You shared in the big group yet? Wait, why don't I see this in Masterminds?
We'll put it in there right now.
Because we should hire an intern to do all of this shit, and we don't do that.
So where did the 25 people come from?
Because I shared it in the private group.
Oh, this one, okay.
There's one on here.
So I don't really check my my YouTube channel all that often anymore. I just haven't really put up a whole lot of content. Like sometimes I click on this and I just look and see the comments people have left. And I'm just like, Jesus Christ. Like there's angry people out there.
Did they get mad at you for not answering comments?
Well, not just that, but also just like teaching people how to steal, like the same crap that you get all the time, right? Like every once in a while, like I'll go, I make the mistake of looking at like the filtered comments. It is amazing. Like
we get a lot of spam on ours in the filtered comments.
Yeah.
But then I have this one guy who he is so upset that I have not answered his YouTube question. every video, like, why don't you answer these? I don't know.
Gosh. Tyler Dwayne Dooley in the chat. God, I feel special. Like Neil, you must be really, really important. Tyler showed up for this one.
What's up, Tyler? Am I going to see this in any of the groups because I'm not seeing it?
Yeah, I posted them.
Did you? Mm-hmm. Oh, there it is. I'm blind.
Check it out.
Cool.
Do me a favor, guys. Hammer that thumbs up. If you guys have not subscribed to the channel yet, make sure you hit the subscribe button. Make sure you hit the bell because I made RJ promise that we are going to actually start doing these again because we keep putting it off and putting it off and putting it off. We went for like months where every single week we did this. And then it was like we lost a little momentum, lost a little steam, and then just we stopped doing it because we were focused on other things. But we need to start putting content out again, start talking about this stuff. Plus, we enjoy it.
Yep, for sure. All right. So, Neil, what are we talking about today?
Cool. Let's talk about KDP, man. That's what I've been into the past couple months now, 2-3 months.
Yeah, Neil's been a hermit. Like literally, like never around. Like you DM him, he'll respond to you like 2 days later.
Especially you, Matt. I scroll back up and I see that you tagged me in something. I'm like, ah.
Nah, it's all good. It's all good. I mean, I've been kind of a ghost on Facebook too. So, I want to talk about.
Sometimes you just gotta focus, right? Like 100%. Facebook can be great, and you can get a lot of great content there. And it can also be the biggest time suck.
Oh, it's just it's like designed to be a time suck, right? So like you're battling that all the time. Let's talk KDP, man. Like I think I know a lot of people are talking about it. We have been talking about it a decent amount recently, just in the Facebook group and in the private group. What excites you about KDP? Like, what are you really like? Why is it drawing you in?
A few reasons. One, it is literally for me, the best biz, like side business to what we're already doing. So mm-hmm. we're already in print on demand. We're all familiar with, or people should be familiar with KDP. It's another arm of Amazon, essentially, right?
Yep.
And it's something that you can do on the side. Like, it doesn't need all your focus if you've been doing Merch by Amazon or Etsy. Like, you have designs ready, and it can be something that you do on the side, right? Because you already have the design assets. You don't have to go out and hire people. You don't really have to learn much of anything. If you already know how to upload something onto Amazon,
yep.
it's that easy. The second reason that I love it is because it's been around for, I don't know, long time, and they have specific teams in place that know what the hell they're doing.
Dude, their customer support, it's like, it's so much better. It's,
if you
it's
have
ridiculous.
A question, if you have a question or you have a problem or something didn't pass review, you email them, and oh my God, you get a real response.
Yeah.
The best
yeah.
part.
Yeah, it's been around 13 years. That's what Jacob told me the other day.
13. Well, it started as CreateSpace, right?
Yeah.
And then they merged. I don't know if it was this year or end of last year, but it wasn't too long ago.
Yeah.
But man, it's so much different. It's so much. In the very early days of merch, right? Like, you could email customer support because they didn't have any users yet.
Yeah.
And they would respond to you and help you out. And it's the same sort of thing. I love it.
No, for sure. I actually gave them a call just to talk to them. And they got on the phone pretty fast. They call you, like, you put your phone number in, they give you a call, and it takes like 2 minutes for them to get on the phone. And I'm just like, man, this is crazy. And then I started to realize when I started talking about it a little bit more, and they're like, you know that KDP's been around longer than Merch by Amazon. So they kind of have it structured really well. Yeah.
Well, speaking of which too, like, you know, on merch, when you get a rejection and they just say, hey, it was rejected for content policy. Mm-hmm. And then you're stuck wondering, you read the content policy and you're like, okay, what did I mess up? What did I do wrong here? When you get an email from KDP that something was rejected, like, they tell you exactly what you need to go fix, and then you just go fix it and upload it, and no problems.
No, for sure. But with the uploading part too, it can be a little hectic if you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, it's. I wouldn't say it's harder. Okay, mm-hmm. I would just say it's different. There's if the people that are watching this haven't uploaded to KDP before. The main difference that you have to be aware of is the keyword section doesn't actually show up on the front end. And that means that you can literally spam the keywords with relevant keywords to your book title. So let's say you're doing a teacher notebook, right? You can just go in there and type in kindergarten, first grade, teacher, principal, blah, 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 blah. Like, no commas, no ands or modifiers or anything else. You just literally fill out all the keywords. And it works. No one's going to see that. No one's going to complain about it. It's awesome.
It's a better experience for the customer. It really is. Like, it's a better experience for the customer. Like, it's, I wish that Merch by Amazon would head to something similar to that. I realize it's a different listing than, like, the book listings are different than, like, the apparel listings, right? Like, the way that they're built and everything else. That, like, the description is front and center basically on the book listings. But yeah, I wish that we had something like that where we could just do back end keywords. It would make things so much easier.
Well, I like front-end keywords for the fact that you can actually use that spot to actually sell the customer on what they're buying. Right? I mean, like, that's like a last-ditch effort. They're going to be reading – they're not going to read the listing. First, they're going to look at the design, right? No one's reading these listings. But if they do actually sit there and start reading them, like, you have a chance to convert the customer. More than likely, Amazon's going to convert the customer for you. But it's still nice. But the back-end keywords, not worrying that you're going to get a rejection for spamming or putting rose gold in your description. You know, all good. It's all good.
Yeah. No, I mean, you can still sell them on KDP, though. Like, that's something that we do. Like, we basically had, because you can use, you know, email or HTML formatting and everything else to make it look pretty. So, like, we do that. Like, I basically put together a template that I just copy and paste and change a couple keywords inside of it to make it relevant to whatever we're selling. But, you know, same thing, like, put a call to action in, make sure that you're, like, actually speaking to the customer like a human being, you know.
Right. Well, you know what's funny is that with merch listings, if you sit there and you type in, you know, great gift for grandma, uncle, cousin, blah, 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 like, that's just a really crappy customer experience. But if you do that in the back end of KDP and it's relevant to the design you're doing, like, that's okay. So it's just, it's different in that regard, but it's the same where you're uploading Amazon. If you can just like type a few sentences, you can put a keyword in a box and click enter. Like it's the same process in that regard.
Yeah. The super cool thing that I didn't realize with KDP at first was like the distribution is so much larger. It's it's insane. Like you know, we're all excited because we got Germany and the UK. It's like, it's everywhere with KDP.
Is it? It's like 7 or 8 countries, I think, when you select that box.
Mm-hmm. And no, another thing too, like when you actually, like, let's say you buy a book or something, it actually gets to you in 2 days. Like it's like the shipping's fast.
Yep. And it's, you can price them so cheap too, which is, here's the thing. When you're pricing a shirt at, I know everyone likes to price high, let's just say $25, $30. People think about a $20 purchase. They do. Every natural person that doesn't have a ton of disposable income is going to think about a $20 purchase. No one thinks about spending $7, $6, $5 on a book, like on a journal. It's nothing.
Yep. No, I agree. Agree completely.
Okay. Well, how many? What are you uploading to KDP at all? Like, what do you? How many books do you have?
So I have about, I think it's like 700-ish books right now. Okay. And the cool thing is I'm on track to do over 800 sales this month, and I've only been doing it, I don't know, 4 months, whenever I started a few months ago. So I'm currently doing about 30 a day, a little bit over 30 a day. And so if you break that down, it's about $2 a book. I'm generally priced about $6.99 a book. So it's definitely – and here's the thing too, right? Like with merch, you're constantly uploading, changing the listing. Oh, it came down, didn't sell. Okay, now you're redoing that listing. With KDP, you upload once and it never comes down. You never look at the listing again. I mean, you can, but it's do it once and leave it, which is why at the beginning I said it's the perfect kind of like side business to what we're already doing.
Yeah, I find it scales easier than merch. There's no like tier limits. Like there's nothing holding you back. If you just want to sit down and hammer out 50 uploads in a day, like no big deal. Like, you know, like if you're starting out right off the bat, like if you have everything done and you understand how to upload, like you can get a lot of books up really quickly.
Well, that's what I did in the very beginning of merch, is that I'd outsource all my designs. I get like, I don't know, 400 back, and I put it off. And then one day I'd be like, I have to do this. I sit down, hammer them all out, you know, one at a time, no beta uploader. But with KDP, zero upload limits. Like they don't really care.
No, yeah, the only thing that can hold you back is like if you fuck up something on the upload process and like you get rejections because like the bleed's wrong or something like that. Like that can screw things up. But even then,
it goes into review, right?
Yep.
It goes into review, it gets denied, it goes back to draft. You just go in, you edit what you need to edit, and then click submit again, and then it goes through.
Right.
Interesting. Now, Bob, you guys think that they're going to actually put like tiers, some type of limit on this once everybody comes over? No?
No, they haven't. They have distribution in place. Like the reason that there's tier limits and all that stuff is they didn't have distribution to be able to get things out on time. They had to put breaks in. Like
they already have the printing facilities. They have them all over the world, I would assume, since the distribution is there. They already have the workers. They don't have to hire more people. KDP has been around for apparently 13 years now. Like none of the problems that merch has isn't because they're like some terribly run organization. It's because they're so new. Right, they have to build out the facilities. They have to like hire all the workers that are going to not screw up our shirts when they print. So like all the people are in place to actually get this done. It's just what are the customers going to buy?
Well, printing DTG is an entirely different process than printing a book too, right? Like
right.
Printing a book has been figured out for a long time. The processes are in place. I mean, it's robotic too. Like if you ever see one of the, have you seen one of the machines that actually, they're amazing. Yeah, printing
it's all
DTG
done, like, automatically.
Yeah,
there's no like human. I'm assuming.
Like there's humans involved in the process, but like literally, it's a machine that like puts it all together. Everything else, it's insane. But like printing DTG, like there's still a human in that place that has to like place the shirt on the platen, like line everything up right. Everything else, like there's a lot more things that can go wrong.
Right, and the thing is, like to date, don't quote me on this, but to date, I haven't seen any like shirts. Or sorry, books messed up the printing or anything like that. I mean, as long as you have your bleed set and you're uploading the correct file, like it's pretty much going to print the same every time because it's a different process, like you said, which is cool.
Yeah. Jacob Bates in the house. What's going
What's
on,
up,
kid?
Jacob.
No, it's pretty interesting too. There's so much you can do with KDP too, as well. Like I'm like I've done a lot of research and I've been doing a lot of research and I'm just kind of just looking at the different types of interiors that you can do. It's pretty crazy.
That is the key though, right? Like the thing that blows me away, and I haven't really jumped into this too much yet because I don't have that many books uploaded, but the thing that blows me away is that you can take one design, and if you know that it sells or that you know that people are going to like it, right? That one design can turn into, I don't know, 50 books, 100 mm-hmm. books. It just depends on how many different interiors you're going to sell. Because let's say you have a unicorn design that sells really well on merch, or maybe you have a unicorn design that doesn't sell anywhere, so you're like, I'm going to put this on a book. So you put it on a book, and maybe that unicorn design, you put a journal page for someone who's in fifth grade. Right. And then you take that unicorn design and maybe you put a custom interior in there for meal planners. Right. Maybe someone is in there like home ec class in sixth grade or third grade or something. And then you can go in there and do, you know, there's meal planners, there's journals, there's music sheets. Maybe someone in their music class wants their cute little unicorn riding a sloth notebook. You know, like you can just turn one design into so many different things. And I don't think people have caught on that it's really that simple.
I know. I think, I mean, honestly, like this is something I was talking about with Jacob Bates earlier. And I was talking about like what's holding people back from KDP. Like that's the thing. It's like, I actually feel in a lot of ways, KDP is simpler than merch. Like the barrier to entry is so much less. It's so much easier to get into it and actually get some numbers up and, you know, get some designs up.
I'll tell you what I think it is. I think it's because people hear the word book.
Yeah.
And I go, I don't have a book. I'm not an author. I can't write anything. Like, it's a totally new process. It's a different science page. Like, I don't want to deal with that. It just sounds complicated. And they don't take the 30 seconds to look like it's so easy.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'll be honest with you. If we had found KDP before we found merch, I think we'd have probably just dove into KDP full time. There's the barrier to entry is so much less. Like you have to know so much shit with merch to actually be able to like get designs up and make sure that you're safe and understand trademarks, understand the research process, everything else. Like it's crazy.
I forgot to mention that. So for the books, everyone on merch is, you know, freaking out about trademarks and everything. And you have trademark trolls left and right and center. With books, you can only trademark something if it's part of a series. So that basically means every single design that you put on a book, like you're good. You're not going to run into any trademark trolls. Like you won't have problems with people because they can't be trademarked.
Yep. Yeah. You do have to watch out for pen names. Jacob was talking about that. I guess like you can't have a pen name similar to another author, you know, because copyright still does matter. Yeah. But yeah,
I'm talking specifically like phrases that you put on a book cover. Those are good to go. As long as you're not infringing on like Harry Potter or Lord of the Rings, something like that. Use your head a little bit.
Yeah, exactly.
Be aware of that. I'm not just saying it's a free for all, but
yeah, it's a really easy way to get your account tripped up. We have a friend who made a lot of money off KDP very, very quickly, and decided to play a little bit too close to the line, and they will still yank your account. But you know, he made like $19,000 in 2 months, and then gone.
got his account suspended, right?
Yeah.
No, so what do you guys think? So, yeah, what do you guys think?
Let's see. Merch, I haven't even read Amazon or KDP yet. Merch by Amazon or KDP? Dude, honestly, both. I like them both.
Yeah, I think Neil nailed it on the head. If you're doing it, like, do both. There's no reason not to.
And this is the thing too. Like, I harp on this, and I feel like no one listens. It doesn't matter what you start with, but we're all doing the same thing. We're creating designs that we put on products, right? Why would, if you have a catalog of designs, maybe you're even tier 10, you have 10 designs, right? Like, why would you limit yourself to one platform? If you have 10 designs, why aren't you selling them on books? Why aren't you putting them on Etsy? Like, all the places where the traffic already is, it's just like another arm of your business, another income stream that you can use to pay for a VA, you can use to pay for, you know, investing. I don't know. It's just more money coming into your pocket so you can build your business even faster.
Yeah. So this is something that like we're really trying to incorporate in our business right now. Like this is a practice that I've just really put into place is like, I don't go into my pocket for money to scale out my business, right? Like I go to a business I have existing right now and take some of that money and scale it out from there first. So if I have money that's coming in from something new, like it's not necessarily something that's going to go right back into my pocket. I'm using that to scale everything else out. So like if you have $300 that's coming in from KDP, which, you know, you can get relatively quickly if you put some work in. Like, that is a full-time VA. And that full-time VA just means more money in your pocket because now you have more designs coming in, which means more things you can upload, more things to merch, everything else. That's how you scale a business very quickly and very efficiently. And before you know it, suddenly you're bringing in real fucking money.
Well, the thing is, too, like, I don't know how long ago it was, but there was someone in a Facebook group saying that, like, all these ways to make money, they're terrible investments. You just spend so much time. And I'm sitting there, and I think I did the math, and
I remember this,
57% return a year, like, based on his numbers, right? I'm just like, where else can you get that kind of return? You can't.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And the $300, let's use your example, the $300 you spend on a VA is probably going to turn around and pay you $5,000 a year easy. Like, 300 to $5,000 is hundreds of percent return.
Yeah, and it's a lifetime asset, too. That's the thing everybody seems to forget, right? Like, so the work that they're doing for you isn't something that disappears down the road. It's not consumable. It's a lifetime asset. If it sells, or if it's KDP, it's up all the time. Like, it's up there forever. It can make you money. Mm-hmm. You can be 80 years old, and provided the program's still running, it's still bringing you in money.
Yeah, and your VA doesn't have to stick around, right? Like, you hire your VA for a few months, and then 3 years later, you're still bringing in an extra $1,000 a month. Maybe that pays for your car, your mortgage. Maybe that pays for you to start a new business somewhere. Like, people don't think about it that way, and it blows my mind.
No, for sure. That's pretty crazy. I've been uploading a lot to KDP, and I see an increase in my numbers already the last couple of weeks. So, no, I see it growing.
There's no competition there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the crazy thing is, if anyone who's watching this, if you go out and you look at some of the biggest merch by Amazon niches, but in books, you're going to notice that the numbers in the left-hand corner, you know, the numbers that are like more than 50,000 are like 1,000, 400, 100. Like, there's no one's doing – you might see a lot of books, like actual books that you open up and read, but you're going to see very, very few of the low-content books up there.
Yeah. Also, too, like, me and Matt, like, we figured this out a long time, like, probably like a year ago. But we're like, nah, we're not going to put content on it just yet. Because it was simple, because, like, we've seen, like, the potential. We're, like, literally taking our design and just putting it on the cover and uploading it. And there you go. You have another product that you're selling and generating another income stream. So
I should mention, though, like, not every merch design is, like, going to be a good KDP design. Like, you have to really realize that. Like, one of the first things I did was I took a design. I'm like, all right, I'm gonna put it on a cover, upload it to KDP. It went live the next day. I got the little email, so I opened it and I realized that in the design, like, it said t-shirt. So here I am selling this book with t-shirt on it. I'm like, oh, what the hell am I doing?
That's hilarious.
But
Ivan's asking in the chat, is Book Belt still on sale?
Yes. RJ, I think, has a coupon, RJ70. It brings the lifetime down to $100.
Yep. So get that lifetime offer while you guys can, because it's not going to be there forever. Lifetime is the greatest thing ever. Like, just pay for it once, never have to pay for it again. It's the best thing ever.
Mm-hmm. And then also, too, that's another thing. Neil is pretty consistent about updating the software and adding new things to it, too, as well. So that's pretty cool. You're pretty consistent with that, too. And I feel bad, but I like that what you do with. Are we allowed to talk about Merch Informer a little bit? Because you did let's do like 10 minutes on it or something. You did like a whole like facelift on it, and it's completely different.
You did a good job. A fully functioning software now, UI wise.
It doesn't look like something that was made in the back room.
Hey, the functionality was always there. It just didn't look so polished, but now it looks pretty good.
No, shout out for that for sure. That's you did a really good job on that.
Speaking of which, I didn't announce it, but we changed up the Merch Informer Lister, so now you can actually change all the colors specifically for t-shirt, raglans, blah, blah, blah. They're, like, all separated now, which we updated this morning. So for all you people who are really just messaging me all the time about that, it's finally done.
The amount that you guys iterate on that product is actually pretty impressive. The amount that you guys turn out, people just, I almost think that they don't pay attention to it. I don't know. Like, we've had this discussion before. Like, I feel like sometimes you make a post and people just ignore it, which is really dumb on their part, because generally your posts are some of the most informative ones out there. like, for example, the one you did today with the merch designer, right? Like the fact that you have the ability now to scale things out with the merch designer, you know how amazing that is? Like how I was talking with Bates earlier today too. I'm like, you can use this for KDP too. Like people need to realize, like you can literally take this, have it scale out all the stuff for PNGs and then just resize those for covers.
Yeah, and the thing is, like the example that I use, I just did a text-based design to show quickly how it worked. Mm-hmm. But if you actually hire out an illustrator or something, right, and it says some specific phrase, you can literally just open that up and delete whatever word you want, put in your own word, and then scale that out 100 times. You know, I know a lot of people do the scale design thing. It can be good and it can be bad. Like it can be really bad if you're just like, I'm going to take this list of 200 words and throw it on these shirts. That's never going to work. That's just going to ruin your account. But if you actually do the research, you're like, okay, this design would do really well in this niche, in this sub-down niche, and you throw those and you scale those out, like that's an easy way to add more designs to your account.
Yep.
No, for sure. We got 87 people on here. Go ahead and give this video a thumbs up, guys. And also, if you guys have any questions,
13 more.
I mean, more than that. I need more. More. Okay. Well, I mean, like, I talked about it in the Facebook group. If you don't have Merchant Form at this point, like you're literally giving away money. Let's talk about BookBolt a little bit. What is it?
So it is a software that basically speeds up the entire process for doing KDP. So if you know me, which you do, most of these people may not, I can't design anything. It's so resizing all these images into covers and doing all these custom interiors and something like Photoshop or AI is almost impossible for me. I can barely... Ken Reel likes to link this image I've drawn of a stick figure. I don't know if any of you have seen it.
I have a shirt with that.
Yeah. No, but... So basically the software is... It helps you researching KDP niches. So all that good stuff. It helps you take the covers and actually create the covers, download them in the right sizes. And it also helps you list your products. So we have a lister called the BookBolt Lister. It's set up to hotkeys. So if any are not familiar, going through the KDP process, you have about 3 pages of information you have to fill out. And it can be a huge pain, just like merch. So you can hotkey all that if you use the same brand each time, or maybe you pick the same categories. You can hotkey all that, as well as creating the custom interiors and all that good stuff. Well, and the thing is too, I should mention, so with KDP, each book you upload, it's not like a set size. There's 12 or 13 different sizes, I think, that you can do. So each size is going to require a different size interior, a different size cover, because the spines are going to change, right? Yep. So let's say you go in and you want to do a 200-page book, and you want it to be 6x9, that's going to be completely different dimensions than a 5x8 200-page book. Completely different. So the software basically does all that for you. You just have to drag your images in there and hit download.
Yeah, that's actually pretty cool, too. That right there in itself, that kind of like saves so much time, that pays for itself right there, too, with BookBolt.
Have you downloaded the actual files where you have to... You download the file, then you open it up, and then you have to design in there, and then download another file? It's just... If you're doing multiple different files, it is a pain.
Yeah. No, I've never done that. No, man. I was messing around with it the other day, and I did like 70 covers probably like in, I don't know, probably like 45 minutes or something. And I was like, man, okay. And I'm just, what I'm doing right now is just, it's more focusing on just the interiors and then kind of just taking over that niche for that interior and then kind of just moving on to the next one. Kind of stay more focused towards like the interiors, the custom interiors being unique and different.
Speaking of research and custom interiors, hopefully I don't like ruin your niche here. I was looking on Etsy the other day at custom interior, like interiors that people are doing. And then I looked on Amazon. So I'm typically pricing everything at $6.99, and I realized that wedding planners, okay, that's going to require a little bit of work for interiors, are selling for way more than $6.99. It's incredible the prices people are getting for those.
That's funny. I haven't done any research, but I was driving home today and thinking about KDP, and that was one of the niches I wanted to look at. All right, let's talk a little strategy. I think that one of the things that actually held me off on KDP at the beginning, because I didn't really understand it, but was also the idea that like low content at a certain point, it becomes saturated if all you're doing is just lines, right? If all you're doing is just line journals, like it's, yes, you can do different covers and different niches and that. But I think where there's a real opportunity and like what you're talking about with wedding planners, like if you're doing some specialized interior, something that is a little bit more complicated, something that's a little bit different, that's a really good way to differentiate yourself from the competition because they're not going to be doing it.
Well, it's the effort thing, right? Like at the very beginning, no one knew about Merch by Amazon, so you didn't have to put in as much effort. Now you have to put in more effort to see some return. It's the same thing with KDP. KDP, there's no sign-up process like review times, so people get in right away. So there's no barrier to entry there. The only real barrier to entry is your designs that you put up and the interiors that you put up. That's literally it. And those are the only things you can really differentiate on, aside from price.
Yeah.
But, I mean, these price points we're talking about are so cheap anyways that no one is really going to be like, oh, this planner is 35 cents lower than this. Like, they're just going to buy it if they like it.
Yeah, changing prices on KDP is kind of a bitch, too. Like, just set the price that you want to sell it at and don't worry about it ever again.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed.
No, and also, too, with the interiors, like, I'm having fun because it's like you're creating something different and it's, like, not that much competition. Like, when you actually put in the work, you do something unique and I don't know. It just, there's no competition, but also like it's taking time to put in the work and stuff like that. So I also think it's like scaring away a lot of the copycats.
Yep. Well, I mean, and that's why we included. So when we launched Book Bold originally, we had just the cover designer in the designer portion. And then we realized that, you know, we still need something for all these interiors that we're doing. Like we do have, if you want to just do the lines and everything, like all of that is free. You can go over, go to bookbold.io. Click at the top resources and just you can just download all of the lines you want. But if you're going to do the custom interiors, like you really need to actually put some effort into those. That's why we added that. You pick the size and everything. Do your drawings and they don't download as PNGs. That's the difference between Merch and KDP. They download as PDFs. Now, in order to upload your PDF, I don't know. I need to say this, okay, because I've got some questions about it. When you're uploading on KDP, don't click on ebook, click on paperback. No one is going to buy an ebook journal. You need to click on paperback because those are two different files. If you click on ebook, it asks you to upload a TFF file or something I wasn't familiar with. But yet, if you click on paperback, you just upload the PDF and you're good to go.
Nice.
No, that's a no. I don't know, man. I'm excited to do this with KDP. And like I said, I'm like, as soon as I started doing this, started uploading more and giving more books up, I started seeing sales right away. And
have you bought any of them yet? I think you have. I thought I saw some in some of those videos. They're pretty good quality, too. I'm actually surprised for the price we sell them at.
Yeah, there they are.
Yeah,
they are. They're actually, like I said, like they ship to you fast. Like they get to you in 2 days, man. So, also too with the wedding planners, I'm actually now you got me all thinking. Now I want to check that out too as well.
If you dude, go on Etsy, type in wedding planner, and they're all like $20 and up.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible.
No, like as soon as you started talking about Etsy, I was thinking about like drop shipping, creating an Etsy store around like one of your niches or something like that, or just around books, I guess. And I'm pretty sure there's someone out there doing that, just not talking about it.
Of course they are.
Probably.
Right, crushing. Yeah. Probably charging like $15 a book.
So in terms of like how people should go about this, right? So like when you're starting out, like Book Bold's awesome because it obviously like it's kind of like a force multiplier, right? Like it allows you to do a lot more. How do you get started on KDP? Like what would your advice be to get started on KDP?
So step one, go sign up and get accepted right now. There's no waiting period. You don't have to fill out some application that you don't know what to say on. So that's easy. once you have KDP, probably the first thing I do is just read the blog post that I wrote. Like, it's the only one up on BookBolt's website currently. It basically goes over the entire method. So if you're confused, you're like, what are they talking about? What kind of, what is an interior PDF? Like, it goes over all of that. And then second, I would just learn how to add 1, 2, 10 of your designs onto covers. And just start with the line pages. The line pages are easy. You don't have to mess with them. And then just go through the upload process. You click on paperback. You put a title in. You give it an author's name. You pick a few radio buttons. Like, that's literally all there is to it. You click next. Upload your interior file. Upload your book cover file. You click next. And then on the last page, all you do is give it a price. And then you say, hey, look, it distributes to all these other platforms on Amazon. That's pretty cool. And you click, you know, submit. And just do that for, I don't know, a couple books. Just get used to the process. And then once you're used to actually going through the process, it shouldn't take you more than 10 minutes to get a book up. If you understand how to upload a merch, you can get a book up in 10 minutes. Easy.
Yeah.
Once you know how to do that, you can actually start scaling it out very quickly.
What does your research process look like? Like, you know, obviously we have Merch Informer. That's what we use most of the time when we're doing research on merch by Amazon. Are you just on Amazon, just looking at different niches and seeing what results are?
Yeah. So typically the research process is I'm starting with all the books, the designs that I'm putting on books, but then I'm using the BookBolt software to see if they're adding any like backgrounds, seeing what kind of interiors people are using. Cause a lot of what I notice is that designs do fairly well on their own, but they do a lot better if you have like a background that covers the front and the back page.
Yeah.
And then you just overlay your image on the front. And for some reason that's more cutesy, or I don't, just like normal flowery images, like flowery backgrounds or patterns. You just overlay your image on a pattern and download that.
Yeah.
So that's basically what I'm looking at to start the research process, essentially.
Gotcha.
I'm just trying to understand this whole thing, the whole process of KDP or whatever you're doing. Like, cause there's so many different things that you can do. So
I know.
And I think that the most important thing is the interiors. And
yeah, I think the most important thing, I think that's second. I think the most important thing is just getting your stuff up and familiarizing yourself with what you're doing. It's like once, here's the thing, there's no upload limits, right? So let's just say you have, for example purposes, 1,000 designs. You can put 1,000 designs on covers, download just line pages, throw up 1,000 designs, and there you go. Now you have 1,000 designs. Now, once you start seeing sales, you can either reinvest that money. You can go through and say, okay, this is what worked. This is what didn't work. This is what I need to tweak. And then you can start. That's what I would do personally. Then I would start tweaking interiors. Then I would start looking at like, okay, how can I change this up to make things more unique in the future?
No. I don't know. Like, it's pretty cool. Like, I don't know. There's so much you can do. So, right now that's what I'm focusing on. I think taking like a whole different approach to this, and just being different. And the research is actually pretty fun because you're like, people are out there really buying this stuff. You know what I mean?
I know so many stuff. Things.
Yeah, the real positive I pointed out to RJ when he published his first book is you actually get to put published author next to your bio in any social media platform you want. Like, you get to freaking just bam, I'm an author.
Yep. And something you're going to notice a lot is that a lot of these are bought as gifts. So some of the like really raunchy swearing all over the front, you know, like we were talking about before we got in the live, Matt, we were talking about coloring books, like yeah. Adult coloring, like a lot of the really stuff that you'd be like, I don't know if I want to put that on a t-shirt. It's definitely not kid friendly. Like, is hilarious on a notebook, and people buy them as gag gifts all the time.
Actually, let me show you guys a coloring book. Give me a second. I'll be right back.
All right, let's see it. There he goes. Matt, how many books you say you had up?
We've got, I want to say it's like 13 I looked at, like coloring books. And
how much do you make a month?
Like $45 a month off those 13, like consistently every single month.
Yeah, and you put them up how long ago?
Oh, it was like 8 months ago, yeah.
And think of the sales ratio there.
Oh, right? The sales ratio is ridiculous. Like,
crazy.
because my this is my wife's project. Like, it was her thing. Like, she wanted to do it. So I was like, okay, yeah, go knock yourself out. Like, so I haven't really paid a whole lot of attention to it. And then I got everything connected in our KDP and CreateSpace. And I was looking at it the other day. I was like, why the fuck did we stop this? Like, we should have continued building this out.
Well, I know. In uploading 13 books, like, that's not the hard part. The hard part is actually making the interiors and the covers and everything. So the money to effort ratio currently in KDP is crazy.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Well, I just the idea that like it's up forever, I never have to re-upload something. Coming from somebody that had to do all the uploading for a very long time, like God, that sounds like heaven.
Going through and seeing all the removed, and you're just like, oh, that's so. And you're just thinking to yourself, that's an hour. Oh, no, that's another hour.
Yeah.
One and done with KDP. Yep.
Check this
Dean,
out.
Hold on. Dean, what's wrong with my mic? What's wrong with my mic? Get Neil a new mic.
I actually think RJ sounds super blown out for some reason. I don't know what's going on with it.
Does it?
Yeah. Why'd you take the little windshield thing off of it?
I don't even know what happened to it.
Wow. What were you doing?
But check it out. It's a farting sloths coloring book.
Super cute. Super cute. Let's see the interior.
Yeah, there's like different, like, very simple.
That's so sick. Okay, if I put some effort into it, I could probably draw that.
I can't draw for shit, so it's not happening.
Is that a KDP book? Because that could easily be a KDP book.
Yep. In the back.
There we go. Nice.
Simple.
What'd it cost?
What do I have it up for? I think it's like five, or I think I just messed around with this one. You guys know how I like to price low. I think I put it at $3.99.
Okay.
I'm just trying to get that that sale going, and
they can see barely what hear me. Hold on, let's see if I change this.
Guys, does my mic sound blown out, or Matt telling lies? Just tell me the truth.
Oh, all right, no. There we go. Is my mic better now? I turned it up 20%.
Yes, it's louder.
Cool. You know what? You know why my mic is not very good? I need to get a Phantom power strip. I forgot to order one.
Why don't you just get a freaking Yeti?
Like, is that what you're using?
Yeah, it's a blue Yeti. Like, they work really well, and they're not too expensive. I mean, considering what the sound quality is.
How long is the cord?
It's long.
Long. Okay. I have to go all the way around my desk.
Yeah, I mean, it comes standard with like a 6 foot. It's the what is it? The USB 2 or whatever it is. The micro.
Oh, it's USB. A USB mic. Okay. Yeah. Cool. I should get one of those. All right, now let me actually read comments. I wasn't reading comments at all. I just saw Dean being a smart person.
Yeah, now Neil's mic is like 10 times better than ours.
Probably not better. It's probably picking up everything. All right, let's see here.
All right. Are you allowed to talk about when's the next thing coming out for it? Like, what are you working on? Are you allowed to talk about what you're working on next, or do you have any big plans for it?
Yeah, so we're working on the keyword section. Okay. If anyone's got that, it says coming soon. That's taking a little bit longer than we anticipated, so hopefully we're going to get that done fairly quickly here. But I never want to give dates, because if I ever give a date in software development, it's always 3 months later. So no dates, but we're working on that. And then we're working on something that I don't really want to talk about, but it should be pretty huge in the KDP space. We've been working on it for a while now, and it should make things a lot better.
Yes. I'll just leave it at that. Like, you guys all shit your pants when that thing comes out. Like, and I'm not saying that lightly.
Is it going to save us time?
Well, I hope so. We'll see. Okay. We'll see. We've been working on it for quite a while now, just polishing off some things, and we'll let you guys know.
Careful when you talk to RJ about polishing off things. He likes massages a lot.
Yeah. I'm going to go get one either.
I believe you.
Tomorrow. me and Matt went to Disneyland. We went to Disneyland, what, 2 days ago?
Yeah.
And I got there like around 11, I believe it was. Stayed in an 80-minute line. I was pissed when I got there. I was like, oh, hell no. And I was like, where do all these people come from? Don't they have jobs? And, yeah, and that was horrible. The waits were like 60 minutes. What was the fastest that we were in line? What was the 40-minute wait?
45 minutes, yeah. It was pretty crazy. AJ wants to know, any hopes of adding a custom background to the pre-made interiors?
To the pre-made interiors, probably not. But if you actually have the software, you can just go in to the designer, use the drop-down menu, and then select interior, and then you can just put on whatever background you want. So that's fairly easy to do. And I've never had the sausages at Disneyland. How are they, RJ?
Yeah, right. I had a turkey leg. I was actually on a mission to get that turkey leg. We ate, me and Matt, we had dinner at, where was it at, Matt?
Blue Bayou. It's the restaurant next to Pirates of the Caribbean.
I've never been to Disneyland in my entire life.
I think Neil would probably not enjoy Disneyland. I think there's entirely too many people there.
Probably true.
Yeah.
Light up ice cubes. We had light up ice cubes in our drinks.
For sure. If you guys have any questions about KDP, Book Bolt, Merch Informer, whatever, do me a favor, drop them in the chat right now. Do a little Q&A section coming up. So in terms of like where obviously we're talking about, everybody should be doing both. And I agree with you because I'm a big fan of anytime you can take like work that you're doing and use it over and over and over again. What do you think is the bigger opportunity right now?
Dude, I think they're different. Like I don't know how to answer that question because I think they're so different. I think it also depends where you are, like in your print on demand journey. Like if you're just starting and you applied to Merch by Amazon, like you have a week ahead of you at the very least that you're waiting for that application to go through.
Right.
You should be doing something instead of doing nothing in that time. If you have all your designs uploaded, maybe you filled out your slots, like head over to KDP and get that other income stream going. If you have a ton of slots on Merch and a ton of slots on KDP, I think you should split your time and see which one is working better for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's going to be different for some people. Just can't sell Merch. They can't. They're not going to be able to. But those designs might do really well on a book. Like and you're never going to know that unless you test it. So you have to test one over the other and see, okay, where's your time better spent? If you can't do both at the same time all day long, like, and you're the only one doing it, like, you have to figure out how to split your time up.
What do you think's better right now? Like, between the two,
KDP or Merch?
You have to pick.
I'm going to say currently KDP for one reason, and that is because no one else is doing it, and so the competition is nothing. I mean, other than that, like, it reminds me a lot of the early days in Merch. Now, that is by no means discounting Merch. I love it. The new products and everything, like, especially
the beta upload and everything else. Like, this is not me trying to dissuade anybody from doing one or the other. What I am trying to do is I'm trying to open up people's eyes to the fact that like KDP isn't like this little stepsister that you should ignore. Like, I think that you should dabble a little bit in play. Like,
Here's the thing too. Like, so many of the designs, the evergreen designs on Merch that have literally made people tens of thousands of dollars, like single designs, right, have been there since the beginning and they have a ton of reviews. And I feel like you have that same opportunity to like set up the base of your business on KDP right now because no one is doing it. So that means if you do it now and you can build up that base of reviews in 2 or 3 years, if we're having another one of these talks and we're on to something else, like we can still be talking about, yeah, remember when we set that up and now it's like a solid business that brings in money every month? Like, same thing.
it's a land grab. Like this is the like I.
That, yeah, it's a good. That's a good way to put it.
It's a land grab. It really is. Like it's the same way that like when the new items came out, like you should have spent some time definitely uploading your best selling designs first to the new items because it's a land grab. If you can get that stuff up first, get the reviews, and they stay up forever. Like it's just it's a snowball. I have a Pride shirt that's been up for 2 years now. Right, like it has 13 reviews on it. It only gets more reviews because it's always at the top. It's always selling. It's one of the best sellers there. It's you're never going to catch up to that design.
Yep. I mean, I have a buddy who doesn't really do merch at all. He's got one shirt. I think it's got something like 30 or 40 reviews, and he's moved on. He does something else now. But every month, he's like, "Look at this paycheck I got for merch." Like he doesn't do anything because he's got all those reviews on this one single shirt. So I mean, it's a way to set up a business before every single person jumps on it. And it gets a little harder. Like it will get a little harder. So like now's the opportunity to jump in and make money while it's easy so that you can make money while it's hard because you already have the products up and selling.
And the other part of it too is like you don't have to front anything, right? Like on every opportunity that we're dealing with, whether it's Etsy or whatever, right? You're putting money out. You have to. Like you're paying for product, you're paying for all of this stuff. Like KDP, it's royalty based, just like merch by Amazon. Like once you're done, like once that asset is up there, like it just earns you money for you doing nothing at all.
Well, you do have to put in some time. Let's not discount that. But it's very minimal per product, like very minimal once you know what you're doing.
You have an upfront investment. It's the closest thing. Like I hate the word passive income because
nothing is truly passive.
But it's pretty fucking awesome to just get a paycheck for not doing anything at all for 8 months like we have for – with the stuff that we have up there.
And when you get, so with KDP, you get so many emails. Like every month I get like this many emails that are like KDP royalties. Cause all of the different locals or locales, however you want to say it, they send you a separate email all at once. And it's awesome to look through those.
For sure. So Scotty's asking book bolt question, confused on the cover designer. Does the color palette add color to the cover or do you still have to add a layer with a rectangle shape and color?
Yeah, so we changed that. So now the cover palette thing does add a background color to the... Now, they're not all there, right? If you want to do custom colors, you're going to have to switch that out. But yes, that does work now.
Okay. And then is it true that plain line notebook interiors are getting rejected? I have no idea.
I have not... I had one literally go through today. So if it's getting rejected, look at your email. It'll tell you exactly the reason why it's getting rejected. And so here's the thing. With interiors and when you're submitting books, unlike merch, every single book is reviewed by a person. Mm-hmm. So that means that maybe you get a reviewer who's like grumpy that day. I have literally had books that get rejected. I go back the next day and I change nothing. And I click submit and they go through just fine. They're live the next day. It's crazy.
We've had the same thing.
Some of them slip through too. Like I have a few books that are just like, they're not correct and they slip through sometimes. And
what's not correct about them?
Like the cover, like it doesn't like it's not the right size, basically. And like you have to zoom all the way in to see it.
It's like a tiny sliver of line.
Yeah. And I had to call the guy. I called KDP and they're like, zoom in on your screen and you can see that tiny little space and it's gonna mess up the print when it prints. Yeah. So you probably printed a few of them that are kind of come out correct. So he said, I gotta fix that. So damn it.
All right. So then you went back and you fixed it, I bet.
Yeah. No, I did. Also, have you guys been messing with the AMS ads on KDP?
I haven't yet. That's something I want to jump into.
I have not messed with it on KDP per se. I did a lot of it with CreateSpace when we were doing the coloring books because I was just playing around to see what we could do with it. But it's the same process. Like it's all
same.
Yeah.
So that might be good if you're spending some time doing custom interiors. You're going to have to price it more than a $2 royalty if you want to play with ads, I would assume. Mm-hmm. I mean, you need some margin to work with.
Yeah, for sure.
And you need to know your numbers.
Yep. I know you have to know. Like, I'm going to say this till I'm blue in the face. I know you're the same way. It's like you have to know your math. You have to. No, it doesn't matter what you're doing. Like, there are so many people I know that are losing their ass on Etsy right now because they don't realize, like, what the actual fee structure is, what they're paying, everything else. Like, they have no idea.
You know what? Going back to Etsy, that is, I don't know if it's like a pet peeve or what, but like every time I see someone post a revenue screenshot, and then you start talking to them, right? And they're like, okay, here's the breakdown. Well, and I'm just sitting there like, you're losing money. You're losing a lot of money. If you can't do math, if you can't spend the time to sit down and do 30 seconds of math, like, don't run ads. Just don't do it. You're just doing yourself a disservice. And especially if you can't do math, don't get on Etsy. You're just, like Matt said, you're going to lose.
Yeah, really badly. AJ is asking, for the designer, can we add a center button per page instead of center on the spine?
Yeah, I'll pass that on to a developer and we'll see what we can do.
Okay, cool. Daniel, Etsy Printful cost me $100 last month. Yeah, I believe it. Doing things too, like, yeah, like it all adds up. Like, you've got to know your math. You have to understand your margins.
And the thing is, like, you can learn that too, right? Like, if you've messed up to date and you hear me yelling about it or Matt yelling about it, like, just go look, run the numbers. If something isn't working, like, just fix it. It's very easy to fix it. Maybe you just have to go in and tweak your ads. Like, I know people running Etsy ads, and once they go in and they look at their ads, they're like, wow, I spent $10 this week on this shirt, hasn't sold once. Or I spent $10, it sold once, and I made $3. Just turn it off. It's really not that hard to go in and optimize your stuff.
Yeah, I mean, Etsy promoted listings are very easy to optimize. Can the designer be made to resize PDFs to different journal sizes? I'm going to guess no.
What are they asked? I'm looking for that. Where is that? You can, if you have PNGs, you upload them, you pick the, what do you call it, the size that you want, download it, and then at the very top, just change product and then pick another size and then download it again. Like, that's all you have to do. You don't have to upload the actual PDF to change the size.
Right.
No, also, guys, we're coming up on an hour, so I'm going to end it pretty soon. You guys have any questions? Get those last questions in.
Cool.
Got 97 people watching too. Got three thumbs down, 45 likes. Get some more likes up.
Get some more thumbs downs. Be contrary.
We only have three thumbs downs. Who do you think those people are?
Let's. Here's a question for Neil, because I have not played with Book Bolt yet. Is it safe to say the Book Bolt's design function is a simpler version of Photoshop with layers? I haven't used the designer at all, so I don't know.
So it has layers, and I'm going to sound like kind of an idiot here, but I don't know much about Photoshop at all. Man, I look very challenged using Photoshop. So basically the layers, you can drag them up and down on top of each other. So I would say that it's a simpler version of Photoshop, because you can't add all of the crazy filters and stuff that Photoshop has.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't know how to do that anyways.
I'm the wrong person. Say, so my wife is the designer in the family. I just dabble. But InDesign is Adobe's product for doing any kind of publishing. And if you are Photoshop literate, InDesign is pretty cool for doing this kind of stuff. It makes it very easy to be able to do like the covers and everything else if you have some design talent.
Speaking of Adobe, you see they're going to sue people for using older versions of Photoshop?
Dude, it's so bullshit. Like,
I saw that today. I was like,
we can go into a long discussion about that. Yeah, like, it's so fucking
unbelievable.
Shit. Yeah.
But that was completely side note. Yeah. I saw it. I couldn't believe it. Let's see. How do we check copyright? Don't copy people's designs?
Like, yeah. I mean, I think the simplest thing is, like, don't sell something that is selling for somebody else. Right? Like, make sure that whatever you're selling is not selling because of something somebody else made.
And make sure it's unique, like you created it or you hired someone else to create it, that's not based on someone else's work. Like, that's really as easy as it gets.
Yeah.
Cool. Just being creative and just being different is going to actually, like, make a big difference when it comes to KDP. I've been noticing that. Focus on that. Like, a lot of people get overwhelmed and they don't know what to do, but focus on being different and unique, and you'll crush it. Like, put in the work. Like, do something. Like I said, do something different. Do something different. Something like no one else is doing, and crush it.
That's where the opportunities are. That's where like the real money is. Mm-hmm. Hold on. So I'm gonna respond to this. Jennifer says, you don't respond to women. I respond to women all the time. I haven't seen any questions. What is your question, Jennifer? That's bullshit. Like, I go out of my way to like support women, talk about how amazing women are in this community, make sure that they are always recognized. Like, I don't want to hear that shit.
Dun, dun, dun. Awkward
ending.
No, it's good. Like, I'm gonna address it. Like, I don't want to hear that shit. Like,
No, Matt.
I think the women in this community are amazing. Like, I go out of my way all day, every day to point that out.
No, for sure. No, even Amy will back that up too. And she's in this community. She's a lot of people look up to her. So.
I see you, Amy. She's lurking in there.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, Pat, hold on. I got a threatening letter from Adobe yesterday about updating. Yeah, that's the same thing we were just talking about. Unbelievable. Yeah. Crazy. And Book Bowl have a trend hunter like Merch Informer. We have a lot of things planned for Book Bowl. I'm not sure if we're gonna do a trend hunter. It's just starting, guys. Like, it's pretty new. Like, we have a lot on our plates, and there's a lot of things that we want to add. But at this, for example, look at the blog that we have on Book Bowl. It's got a single post, one. So there's a lot of room here that we can do.
Are you still looking for somebody to help you out with content?
If anyone is actually in the KDP space, I think that's where we're looking most right now, knows what they're doing and likes to write, like, they should reach out to me.
Yeah.
For sure.
It's a good opportunity.
Thanks for the plug, Matt.
Yeah, I thought that'd be a good point. Good spot to ask. So,
there's one question. There's a book. Was it a puzzle bookmaker software? You guys heard of that? That came out last weekend. I'm not even sure what that is.
I think, from my guess, I think they're talking about like creating Sudokus and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I haven't used it. I'm not actually sure what they're referring to, but those would sell crazy good.
Puzzle and activity books do really well. Yeah.
I think every old like old retired person who doesn't use the internet that I know, like, does those mind game puzzles, you know?
Yeah.
Hmm. No, it's just, like I said, it's like so many things you can do.
For sure.
Yeah. So many things. We're coming up right here. It's an hour. You guys good?
It's fun. We will be back next week. I don't know who the guest is going to be. Every one of you guys, do me a favor and thank Neil for coming on with us, spending some time with us. Thank him in the Facebook post too, because like Neil consistently puts out amazing content for all of you guys, and I think he doesn't get enough recognition sometimes. Like, seriously, I do. I feel bad. Like, your posts get like 3 comments sometimes unless you're giving something away, and it's like, holy shit, guys. Like, literally on a consistent basis, Neil's posts are generally some of the most insightful ones out there. If you haven't looked at the YouTube channel for Merch Informer, like, you should subscribe to that. You should go watch every single one of those videos. I'm not kidding when I say, like, there's so much shit that I've learned from Neil, I can't even begin to describe it.
Yeah. Appreciate it, man.
Yeah.
Cool.
You got 6 thumbs down. You're a
6. 6 thumbs down. All right.
Nice. We will be back next week with another guest. I'm not sure who it is, but Wednesday, you guys should all put it on your calendar. Make sure you guys show up. We're going to have some fun.
Yep, cool. For sure.
Wednesday, you guys having me, man.
Yeah, thank you, Neil. It's either 5 p.m. or 6 p.m. See you guys next week. Everyone have a good night. Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Good night.